It doesn't matter who's in the game, if it's Ray, if it's LRB, if it's Bynes, the communication is the same. If it's safety, if it's Bernard Pollard, or I'm talking to Ihedebo, it doesn't matter. You know, this is the way this team operates. We play for each other. We communicate. We go out there and we play football. But at the end of the day, we got to play better, right?
There is no truth to the rumors that the Ravens' inside linebackers have been placed on the National Endangered Species list. It just kind of feels that way. Dean Pease, welcome to Game Plan Defense. When you look back and see all the three and outs and the yardage that you limited Peyton Manning to, despite how bad the score turned out, that was an incredible defensive performance.
Well, I'll tell you what, especially the first half, you know, the problem is we played 42 plays in that first half, but I really have to commend, you know, our guys and the job that they're doing. And, you know, we're missing a lot of people, but the guys are stepping up and playing. What's really taking its toll on us now is that all those guys that are now playing linebacker were special teams players. Well, they're still special teams players because, you know, Coach Rosberg's, I mean, he needs them too. And so it's just they're playing a lot of plays, and I think sometimes it kind of takes its toll in the second half, and I thought it did a little bit, especially in the running game. We didn't play it as well in the second half as we should. But I commend those guys for really the effort that we're getting and the attention to detail on the game plan stuff that they're doing. I mean, they're giving us what they got.
Oh, more than 20 tackles, sacks, quarterback hurries out of Ima Dejo, out of McClellan, out of Josh Bynes. Josh Bynes has 13 tackles, and maybe some of them are down the field and not where you want them to be, but how would you grade them out? These are young guys that have never been in these kind of positions, at least putting up quality numbers.
Well, it's like we said, you know, we could probably play the run a little better, but the guy is playing very, very hard. I mean, this guy was not on the squad for a while, then he was on the practice squad, now he's a starting linebacker in the NFL, and doing a commendable job. Are there things that he could do better? Yeah, there's things that we could all do better, players and coaches. But, you know, the guy has really given us everything that he has, and that's all you can ask of a guy.
Alvin McClellan had one great moment, and this is a guy that had his hand in the dirt at a small college, played outside, he's played inside, he's moved all over for you. Then he gets one of those where he's one-on-one with the back in protection coming up that A-gap. Talk through that play for us, a wonderful moment for the kid.
Well, it's a pressure that we bring the Will linebacker through the A-gap, and he comes through, and usually if you can get him through clean, it's going to be the back that has to pick him up, and usually the back may be a little surprised by him because they have to check outside and inside both, and he just ran right through them and just kept the pressure on, and it was a really good play for us.
And then Coach Harbaugh, who's very reluctant to single out individual performances because once you start that, you got to kind of name 25 guys or whatever, really spoke highly of Corey Graham's work. And Corey has that third corner, Jimmy Smith, maybe a dozen snaps, didn't really have the quickness or whatever. I don't think we all knew that Corey was such a good corner. You're able to do some things because Corey has really stepped up and played good football.
He's another guy. It's a great example. This guy is a core special teams player coming into the year. And if Coach Rosberg would probably tell you know, he may be one of the tops, if not the top player that he has in special teams. So he can't really afford to lose him either from that side of the ball. But now what's happened is he was kind of a backup for us, backup corner, backup nickel. Well, all of a sudden now he's thrust into actually starting corner, and then when we go to sub, the starting nickel, along with all the special teams. So this guy's playing 80, 90 snaps a game, giving us quality reps, playing very, very well, good tackler, and very attention to detail during the week and preparing like a true pro.
And there's not very much a coach can do with that, right? I mean, you got to deal with the girls that you know bring to the dance with you, right? I mean, it's not like you can coach that into somebody.
No, it's you know, to his credit and to all those guys' credits, they're very into it during the week. You know, we kind of tone down maybe some things, but really not a lot. We expect them to know it, and they do a good job with it.
All right, we'll move on to a desperate New York Giants team that's coming in. Championship pedigree coming off a blown-out loss where Peyton Manning had a couple of early picks and didn't look all that good. When you look at them, do you look at Atlanta and see what Atlanta did to them, or do you look at the Super Bowl and say, wow, they're a championship-level team? I'm sure you do both, but how do you break out what you've seen in the last week versus what you know about their pedigree?
Well, the biggest thing in the Atlanta game is, if you watch it, is they turn the ball over. You can't ever count on that. You hope for that, and you hope that you create that, but you can't just say, oh, well, we're going to get three fumbles this week, or we're going to get a couple of interceptions. So that's kind of, you look more at the scheme. What did they do? Is this similar to what they've been doing all the time? You know, how does our front match up against Atlanta's front and everybody's front that you look at? But you also look back at them, and they blew out Green Bay, who's a good team. They blew out Houston, who's a really good team, or San Francisco, excuse me. So, you know, they're just kind of up and down. They're kind of inconsistent, and it's kind of like we've been a little bit sometimes on defense. So you just look, you look at the whole thing, and you just say, okay, this is what they want to do. How are we going to attack it, and how can we do that, and go from there.
Ahmad Bradshaw says he will play. David Wilson is a very different kind of back. So in your preparation through the course of the week, how much different are their schemes depending on the back?
It's really not so much different in the scheme. It's just how the back may run that particular play. One guy might be a bounce out guy. Another guy might be a more take it up inside downhill back. So it's not, they don't really change the plays. They have the same plays that they ran no matter who the tailback was. It's just you got to know which back's in the game and what he likes to do.
And with Eli Manning, he is not a stationary target. He's a keep-the-play-alive kind of a guy. He's made some of his most memorable plays have been on the run or in motion, yet you kind of think of him as a straight dropback guy.
He is a dropback guy. I think he would prefer to be in the pocket just like most guys would. But he has no problem getting outside the pocket and scrambling. He's a good scrambler. He's a good athlete. Throws well on the run. He's not a scrambler that he wants to scramble to run. He wants to scramble to throw. It's not quite of the same aspect of a Roethlisberger, but it's you know, when he gets outside the pocket now, he can really hurt you.
It is a great challenge. Just win and you have a division championship, right? That's a 9 and you'd take that, right?
That's right. We've been saying that for a couple weeks now. We need to get one of these.
All right, stay tuned, everybody. We've got Game Plan Offense. Jim Caldwell, new offensive coordinator, joins us as Ravens Game Plan continues in just a moment.